Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Andy Grossetta, NCBA president, in just a moment.
Hey, what's that?
That? Oh, that's a mythological two-headed hydra.
It looks like a two-headed dragon.
No.
What's it doing in your wheat field?
Well, actually, it's symbolism.
For what?
Well, obviously, it represents the two modes of action Stratego fungicide uses to protect my winter wheat.
The two modes of action?
Uh-huh. See, that first one is the strobilurin. It creates a barrier against diseases.
Okay.
The second is a systemic fungicide that fights disease from inside the plant.
That's a clever use of allegory.
Thank you. It's mighty helpful with resistance management, too.
Oh, look out for the tail!
Oh, yeah. That's the Accelerate technology. Gives me healthier plants. They can stand up to anything nature throws at them.
Oh, two modes of action for healthier plants and a cool-looking dragon?
You got it.
Sign me up.
Protect and maximize yield potential in your wheat with Stratego fungicide from Bayer Crop Science. And always read and follow label instructions.
The new president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Andy Grossetta, an Arizona cattle producer, says he's got three things on his mind as he comes into the NCBA presidency. Job one.
We need to regain our beef export trade that we've lost back in 2003. And we're anticipating to gain all those levels back sometime this year. But that's not good enough. Our beef export market needs to continue to expand for our industry in this country to remain profitable, not only for my generation, but for my kids and grandchildren. And 96% of the world's population lives outside the borders of the United States. Over the past 10 years, over 1 billion people have moved up from the poverty level to the middle class. And when people become more affluent, they will eat more meat, more protein. I just want to make sure that their number one choice of protein is U.S. beef. It's a tremendous opportunity for this country and for the U.S. cattlemen, and National Cattlemen's Beef Association is working aggressively on that along with USDA. Another high priority that I have is we need to speak with one voice and be unified in the ag industry. Less than 2% of the population of this country is involved in agriculture. And it's, we just talked about the animal rights activists. You know, between the animal rights activists and our politicians, people in Congress who are two, three, four generations removed from agriculture, we need to stand united as an industry. I know it's sometimes easier said than done, but all commodity groups, for the most part, we stand together. We agree on issues. There are always a few issues that commodity groups don't agree on, but we need to look out for the entire future of agriculture in this country. We don't have the numbers that we used to have. We have a great story to tell, but we need to stand united and speak with one voice.
President of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Andy Grossetta, with some of his priorities here for 2008. Now, one of the other groups out in Reno at the Cattle Industry Convention that we're meeting, Cattlemen's Beef Board, they seated their new board members and elected officers. New officers include Dave Bateman, who will serve as the 2008 chairman of the board. He's a cattle producer from Illinois. He succeeds Ken Stilo from Kansas. Coming up, though, an interesting selection, Massachusetts dairy woman Lucinda Williams, elected as vice chairman, and Dan Dirksky, cow-calf producer from Texas, elected to serve as Secretary Treasurer for the coming year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Bridges Auction and Farm Company will be having its 44th Farm and Ranch Equipment Auction Saturday, February 23rd, near Elgin. Tractors, trucks, tillage, and haying equipment will be sold, as well as livestock equipment, trailers, ATVs, lawn equipment, and tools. Don't miss this huge sale. Bridges Auction and Farm Company's 44th Farm and Ranch Sale Saturday, February 23rd. Call 580-492-5260, 580-492-5260, or go to bridgesauction.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network, a service of Griffin Communications.